streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom.
We face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, Navy SEAL type. We deconstructing the game, we gon' be right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
What's up with it? What's up with it? It's church music. Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. Make sure you like and subscribe so we can notify you what's really going on with that Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. And I hope everybody's well and everybody is blessed on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice up in it. But I have a real situation where I'm tired. Okay. Women, you guys have just lost complete disrespect for us. You don't really care about the foundation of a man. Okay. What does that mean? Your request, your complaints about the attitude and what a man should be doing. Whatever happened to the foundation of a man, as a lot of you ladies love your mother, how they really loved and cared for a black man. Even though there's struggles and various things that, you know, transpire in relationships behind closed doors, which means that a lot of children don't know about, but it was all about the foundation. Where women at that time treasured the love of a black man and couldn't sleep unless they was held by a black man. There was never insult to injury when dealing with a black man, with words that are used as bitch ass niggas, men ain't shit, men are like hoes, they cry, they whine, they complain. The generation of women that talk to a black man like that, okay, is hurtful, where women have demasculated the man, because men today, the roles have changed. A lot of men are stay-home babysitters, where they are now doing the kids' hair, they're making lunches, they're cleaning up, picking up their children from school, and playing PlayStation while the woman of God is at work doing her thing. Okay? Which we know that women today are, you guys are more sustainable, where you have stability. You have financial responsibilities, and a lot of you women are doing very, very well for yourselves. But at the same time, enough is enough. Let me break that down for you real slow. Enough is enough. For those that are listening and watching under the sound of my voice, when did it come a time where women would speak to men like this?
I need you to stay in a man's place, okay? Cut the grass, take out the trash, change a tire, change a light bulb. Like, do manly things, okay? If I wanted a bad bitch, I would just date girls.
That's what we dealing with. They calling us bad bitches now. Men of foundation, men of purpose and integrity, and doing great things, and have always been leaders in women's life. Now we have taken the role where you are calling us bitches, feminine, soft ass, trick. What has happened, woman of God? And then you complain that you want to be a wife, a loving wife, allegedly. Okay? Then you share how a man must have all these wonderful things and he must be financially equipped to pay your bills, to take care of you. Can I be honest with you right here on Street Wisdom? Talk to me and I'll talk back. No man is just paying bills just because it's a theory or it's a thought in the woman's head. Okay? It's just not gonna happen. The nature of the woman in this generation has changed. Okay? Because me building with you allegedly and hanging out with you allegedly and going to dinner and having cocktails allegedly, fucking on you allegedly, where do we go from there? I got to hear your mouth, how you wake up and you talk to me. I have to ask you to cook and prepare me some oatmeal, and it's always a tongue wrestle, a tongue lashing. I'm tired. No man wants to pay bills like that because there's no gentleness in the black woman anymore. And let me be clear, because I know that I'll get backlash, as well as men, for us to operate together as one. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. How can I just meet you and you tell me if I want to see you to Google a restaurant and set reservations and to call you and to tell you what to wear? Now, I want you to think about something, ladies, without backlash. But listen what this young lady had to say.
So let me get this straight. A man can't text you guys, what are you doing, because you got $2,000-$3,000 worth of monthly bills? I don't think you're really out here looking for like a real man, like an alpha man, a king, somebody who can teach you, guide you, lead you, somebody that you can actually build a foundation with, you know, get some genuine chemistry going. Some y'all not looking for that. Y'all are out here looking for somebody to help you. Y'all are out here looking for a sponsor, somebody to sponsor your lifestyle. Because I'm trying to understand, when did it become a man's responsibility to even give you anything during the dating phase? A man is not responsible for your monthly bills in the dating phase. You're not his woman. And what makes you think that a man does not have his own bills? His own responsibilities. That is why a lot of you ladies cannot enjoy the dating phase, because you are out here dating for all the wrong reasons. When you are dating somebody, it should really only be about just seeing if you and this person got a connection. Can we build together? Are we on the same page? Do we got the same beliefs, the same values? Something along those lines. But y'all get so frustrated. Well, he keep texting me, what you doing? And he ain't asking me how much is my rent and my car. No, that's not his problem. A real man is not getting ready to lead with his money. Only an insecure man lead with his money. There is some man that will give you money in the first couple of months, but that's a man that don't know himself. A man that knows himself, he's going to find out a turnoff that you're even asking him for money. Allow that man to give you that good gesture. A man that is genuinely interested in you, he's going to see any type of weight that he can lift off of you, so you wouldn't have to ask to begin with. But if you ladies are out here drowning in your own monthly bills like that, to the point where you frustrated and can't date somebody for the genuine reasons, then you shouldn't be dating. You need to go worry about your bills, get them situated, and then come back to the dating field, because your bills is nobody else's responsibility but your own. As long as a man is respecting you, making time for you, and he's showing you that he is consistently interested, that is all you should be asking for in the dating phase. Y'all gotta stop this.
What is going on? Whatever happened to us collectively sharing each other's thoughts of what we would like to experience together? What has happened? I understand that you women are surviving. I understand that you want your bills paid. But I could want a whole lot of things as well. And I could share my demands and my concerns and complaints as well. Where does a woman tell a man of value in the spirit that loves God that to take out the trash and to cut the lawnmower? Those are basic necessities based on things that need to be handled. The nature of who we are as men is of principle. We are here to guide and not mislead. But the fact that a lot of women, you want to do it on your own. You want to fight this war by yourself on your own. The guidance of a man is not appreciated and it's not reciprocated. I'm not a counselor on relationships, and neither are you. But me sharing with you what I want and what I like, and you sharing with me what I must have and what I must make, it's going to always be division. Because it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. You always have to understand one thing. A lot of you ladies, you always just use one analogy of the word of God. Well, what does that mean, church music? You always say in conversation with your girlfriends in settings and enjoying yourself amongst each other, like, girl, a man that find a wife find a good thing, and these men need to know that. But ladies, there's one part you always forget. But must obtain favor from the Lord. You forget that. It is true. A man that find a wife find a good thing, but you ladies have forgot one part after that. Must obtain favor from the Lord. God has to obtain favor and not you. Because he's a handsome man, or you felt sorry for him, or you see potential in him. Read your Bible. I thought you were smarter than that. Must obtain favor from the Lord. A man that find a wife find a good thing. We must have favor from God to bless the man and significance that you're with, or that can possibly you can be with. Must obtain favor from the Lord. So while you're running out here utilizing that analogy under the sound of your voice, make sure that you speak the word of God in its entirety. A man that find a wife find a good thing, but must obtain favor from the Lord. There's no gentleness anymore. Everybody's on edge. Your perspective versus my perspective. How you feel and how I feel. What you don't like and what I don't like. But how can we get to the essence of just two beautiful people being on the same page? If I share with you, if it's okay, would I like to take you to IHOP, and then you share with me, I would rather go to Eddie V's. You have to go on your own. Because I can only do what I can do. I can't fight this war to please you or to prove to you that I have to have money to be with you. Just to have sexual engagement with you, that's going to get old. That's a short time and not a long time. So which means in reality, if you're not a woman of gentleness and kindness, I'm not going to apply no effort. I'll play the game accordingly. How can we connect where there's not so much a public opinion of what we like in each other? Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels, where he's created a discussion based on a high value man versus an average woman or a successful woman. But even successful women have it hard. They have everything and men still don't want them. Okay? It's for a reason. Let me break that down for you real slow. They have everything. A lot of these women that I know that are very successful, that have several homes and that are homeowners and have property, as well as do very well for themselves. They wake up by themselves. Okay. Have everything and they still wake up by themselves. Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's cool to fly all over the world and hang out with your girlfriends in a cult likeness. And do your thing and move and motivate. But there's no real strength. Because you can't apply or allow a man to be a part of it without him telling him he has to pay for the whole travel engagement. Whatever happened to a woman to say, hey, I got one way, I'll pay for one way, you pay the other. Is that so hard? Is that bad amongst a suggestion or a resolution without conflict? No, that's two beautiful people properly understanding, hey, I'll play for one way up and you pay the other way back. Compromise in the spirit and not your emotions. Four things that are for free for black men. I had got so many calls from great female friends that I know, as well as brothers and my partners as well, and from others as well, told me that I was bashing women, that I was a woman hater. And what about men? And let me be clear for those that are listening under the sound of my voice on Street Wisdom, we all need help, including men especially, because we suffer from past experiences based on family values, what we have experienced as a child, eternal healing that we haven't let go, grieving, no foundation of manhood skills. So we do suffer as well. We're not here to point the finger, but we're trying to obtain and use wisdom in all things. But ladies, enough with the bashing. If we can have a little gentleness and a little kindness, it could be a beautiful thing. We all need help, especially men, because men are not financially resourceful like that in this day and age. A lot of men are examples of handicapped hustle, where they don't have worldly hustle, so they're limited in certain areas. But the foundation of a man is the equality, because God created that first. But the disrespect, calling great men sissies, and, you know, soft men and bitch ass niggas, and stay in our place, it won't be accepted or tolerated. Because there has to be some compromise of gentleness and kindness with the positive effect of communication. A lot of you women are getting older, so no man wants to be in a debate with conflict without a positive resolution, and you 5 years from 60. Okay? Yeah, you look well, but you're getting older, not younger. Also, men, especially men all over the world, and especially black men as well, yeah, we can have a young shooby-dooby, but that's no real foundation, because they still have to grow in the mind and not the heart. So that's going to always be a short time and not a long time. It's very important and it's very clear to fuck with who fuck with you, with real love and simplicity from the heart. We're all damaged people, from a male's perspective to a man's perspective. We're all hurting, we're all healing in some way, shape, or magnitude. Okay? It's just what it is. It's important for us to know that our goal should be about, how do we better ourselves as people? First and foremost, to be a great man or woman in a relationship, how do we better ourselves day to day based on what God sees fit and how God is happy in us based on what we're doing here on earth? Based on our goodwill, paying it forward, being an essence, being a blessing, taking time out to do things that you might not like, spreading the word of God, sharing how God is so important in your life, where it can inspire someone else to possibly want to receive God in their life. What actions are you women creating on that, as well as men? Not defaming the character of a man and what we can't do and what we can't provide and what we must make, but how many people are you women getting closer to God? Outside of that, God got you and he loves you and you his daughter, and you know, that's cool. That's your public opinion, how your father feels about you. But is it true? Okay? Because for men as well as women, always remember there's going to be a time when we have to come amongst the Father on Judgment Day. Okay? When all of us that are listening here, listening to church music, spit this wisdom, all of those across the world that are watching and listening in, we all have to go to God based on the Lamb Book of Life. So if your number is 76, Yolanda Johnson, 77, Karen Wilson, 78, Donald Johnson, 79, Emmanuel Praise, when we all get the number called on the Lamb Book of Life, we go up amongst the judgment of God and we knock on God's doors as we knock, 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 knock. And we're all looking at the beautiful love of the land of God, all the beautiful streets paved in gold and the beauty of no sickness and of a healthy lifestyle and a pure air. And we're knocking, knock, 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 knock. And we're just hoping, is God hearing us as we're knocking? And we knock one more time, just pleading, God, just open up and let us in. We knocked again. And God said, my children of God, my beautiful children amongst the earth, how have you been? And we say, oh, God is so beautiful. Wow, you are the mighty man of God. You are truly the essence of what we've heard, what we believe to be true. You are everything that we desire. And God says, I thank you, my children. But then he says, for those that are listening with church music on Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. He says, what have you, all of you been doing? We all say, God, we just out here doing it. You know, I just got me a new Fendi bag and a Gucci bag. And yeah, Lord, you know, I just got me a new car. You know what I'm talking about? I got me some Vapor Max and got me a new chain because I'm, you know, I'm in the field with this Shooby Dooby. And I'm just, and he says, oh, really? How beautiful. But then he says, at the same time, out of all these great things that you're doing, how many people did you draw near to me? And then we say, well, Lord, you know, I'm trying to get myself together. I don't know how to just be bringing people to the Lord, and I'm still trying to figure out my own way. But God, you know, that's cool. But, you know, I've been praying for 20 years. I ain't seen nothing. So, you know, I understand faith without works is dead, but, you know, how can I pray for something I can't see? And then he says, my beautiful children, I love you so much. Step aside, I never knew you. Let me break that down for you real slow for those that are listening under the sound of my voice. Step aside, I never knew you. Because it's in liberty and fact that we must bring people closer to God in this day and age of wickedness, unrighteousness, malice. Your time is not about Fendi bags and Rolexes and jewelry and being the man on the scene or whatever the case may be. We must provide goodwill and educate and bring those closer to God. Because never forget, God says, how many people did you draw near to me? And also he said, step aside, I never knew you. Right here on Street Wisdom, I am church music. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Thank you.